This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 6/21/22. The name of the patient is Ebony, E-B-O-N-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST space Williams space E, CardioCare Associates Letterhead. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination 6/21/22. Referring physician Jean Reed, R-E-E-D, M-D. Performing physician Sharon Armes, M-D. New paragraph clinical indication, 19-year-old female with abnormal ECG with history of syncope and complaint of chest pain. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, J-point elevation. Non-diagnostic inferolateral Q waves. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 88 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 181, parentheses, 90% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 164 over 65 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 29684, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress. The recovery period, she experienced mild dyspnea during the last two stages of stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with a plateau in the last stage of stress. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise, but with slow resolution of heart rate and recovery with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure 108 over 68 and a heart rate of 111 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, tremor exercise stress test to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dizziness during stress and experienced only mild dyspnea in the last two stages of stress, coinciding with mild hypertension. Correction, coinciding with hypertension. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. 4. The patient had a mildly increased blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress, likely contributed to by a deconditioned response to stress. The patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise, also likely, correction, the patient had a mildly increased heart rate response to exercise with slow resolution of heart rate in recovery with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. Heart rate response to stress also likely related to body happiness and a deconditioned response to stress. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armesa, MD.